We're about ready to begin our program.
Are you ready for showtime? I can't hear you. Are you ready for showtime?
We're going to capture these blue scientists, these 18th degree black belt, blue savant idiots, man, in their most feral, dangerous, and wild state.
Most places around the United States, you won't hear much blues played on radio.
All right, how y'all feeling? You feeling all right?
Well, the blues are saying that always been here. Always will.
Keep that going! And we welcome the legendary Mississippi Zach, the godfather of the blues.
Hit me with the blues now.
Why, hello there. Welcome back. It's 10 o'clock blues time once again. My name is Stumpy Steve Smith. If you've never been here before, let me amend that welcome back to a welcome to the 10 o'clock blues for the first and hopefully the first of many times. We've got new music this hour. This first hour will feature works from Peter Karp's latest album, Jennifer Magnus's latest album. Both of those we just introduced to you last week here on the 10 o'clock blues. Another fairly recent album to get things started. It's from the Reverend Sean Amos. It's called The Reverend Sean Amos Breaks It Down, and here's a track called Ain't Gonna Name Names. The always dapper Reverend Sean Amos on the 10 o'clock blues.
My Cadillac gone. You tell me, who knows what's going on?
I'm in a phone booth, baby. Number scratched on the wall. I'm in a phone booth, baby. Number scratched on the wall. I'm new in Chicago. Got no one else to call. Been walking all day. Old friends I can't find. Hawks so cold. Had to buy me some wine. Calling you, baby. Took my very last dime.
The things I did wrong. It's time to tell you, baby, I don't ever want you to leave home. Cause it's time to show you, baby, all the things that I want to happen to me. If you love, if you love, and take the stars above. gonna be all right, babe. Now play your guitar for me one time.
Clock Blues. That's new from Johnny Tucker. Album is produced by Big John Atkinson, a nice guitar player coming out of, I think, he works with Bob Corator, so it must be Arizona, that area. And Johnny has a new album called 7 Day Blues. That one's on it. It's called Gonna Give You One More Chance. 15 original songs from Johnny Tucker, great soul singer and blues man. Robert Cray with Phone Booth. I don't know if that was his breakout hit or if it was Forecast Calls for Pain. That was a little bit before my time, but there we heard Phone Booth, one of his early classics from 1983. And of course, Robert Cray is coming right here to Sioux City in March on the 10th. He'll be at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Rob Piazza and the Mighty Flyers with Who Knows What's Going On, and Reverend Sean Amos getting us going on our program tonight with Ain't Gonna Name Names. We've got a lot. We've got a pestle of great blues songs still ahead. Lisa Lystam and the Family Band. Remember her from last year. Also, Sweet Pea Atkinson. Speaking of soul singing bluesmen. Next, though, it's Genova Magnus. Her new album is called Love is an Army, and she's teamed up here with country blues icon Delbert McClinton on a duet. It's called What I Could Do. Not what could I do, it's what I could do. It's Genova Magnus and Delbert McClinton as the 10 o'clock blues continues.
If I didn't want you, think how good life would be. I could forget you so easily. I'd never cry and I'd be over you, and I could face the truth.
If I didn't need you, I'd turn the radio on and it wouldn't kill me when I heard our own song and photographs of you and me. Wouldn't bring back memories.
What I could do, from this broken heart. I'd be good as new, what I could do. If I didn't love you,
if it was easy sleeping alone at night, there'd be no reason to lay here and cry, and I'd no longer be no fool. All the things I wouldn't do
if my heart wasn't broke. I'd call up an old flame, I'd show him the stars, then I'd give him my name, and I'd love him more. I loved you. Oh, but who am I trying to fool? What I could do if I didn't love you. What I could do if I
about the little hoodoo and the voodoo you do. You make a strong man holler, make a weak man bruise his heart. You're so fine, baby, you make me wanna slap myself. Oh, you're so fine, I would put your love on the shelf. Yo, you're so fine, I don't want nobody else. You make a strong man holler, make a weak man leave his home.
to other people. Somehow we floated away. Got farther apart, baby, day by day. I ain't seen you in so long.
I wouldn't know what to say, but I heard you make a strong man a hollow. Make a weak man lose his home.
Well, if there ever was a whiskey, and I was a diving bell, I would dive on the bottom, baby, and no one else could tell. While I'm down now, baby, I'll say, well, 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 come on down here, baby, so we can raise lost up here. Make a strong man holler. You make a weak man, make a weak man lose his home.
Strong man holler, or make a weak man lose his home. We'll be right back.
10 O'Clock Blues. Pretty sure we'll be hearing that one more and more here on the 10 O'Clock Blues. That is Peter Karp, Train O' Mine. He's a great singer and a great player and a great songwriter. Peter Karp. Blue Flame is the name of his new album. Big Bell Morganfield and Taj Mahal with Strong Man Holler. That was from the Blind Pig Records 25th Anniversary Records. That was a while ago that that came out. And Jennifer Magnus and Delbert McClinton, that's brand new. What I Could Do. I always want to call it What Could I Do. It's What I Could Do. Jennifer's new album features Delbert McClinton and other guest artists, and it's called Love is an Army. We've got more good things coming up here on the 10 O'Clock Blues. We'll be hearing from James Armstrong, also Albert Castilla, and a brand new album from Mr. Victor Wainwright. He is no longer calling his band The Wild Roots. It's a new band. It's called Victor Wainwright and The Train, but he is still phenomenal. A great singer, of course, a fantastic piano player, Victor Wainwright. That is on the way here shortly. Now, though, it's Sweet P. Atkinson with a song called Last $2, next on the 10 O'Clock Blues.
What a shame, what a shame. Lady at the casino. She lost all her money. Said, don't feel sorry for me, no. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you wanna do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2, until the next time. Jukebox to hear me some down on blues.
That's $2.
Gotta hear me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here if my man didn't treat me right. I came here to try to catch him, yeah.
That's $2. pages. To hear me some down blues. Gotta hear me some.
I got it.
It's the 10 o'clock blues, and that is Jade Bennett with Why Buy the Cow. Death Time Loves, the name of her new album. It's on Ripcat Recordings. Lisa Lystam and the Family Band with Really Got to Go and Sweet Pea Atkinson, Last $2. Glad you're tuned in to the 10 o'clock blues, and I hope you can stay with me for, a little while longer, maybe as much as an hour and 28 minutes more, or 18 minutes? Yeah, 18 minutes more. We've got a lot of good things yet to get to, including a brand new recording from Seth Walker. Also next hour, a brand new recording from Danielle Nicole, formerly of Trampled Underfoot fame, and now kind of an emerging solo artist. Now, though, it's a new recording from Victor Wainwright and his new band, The Train. This song is called Healing, and it's next on the 10 o'clock blues.
Thank you. on Tuesdays in a bar outside Mobile, down here where the devil makes his deal. Down here where the devil makes his deal. I'm not one to gamble, I can't afford to win. Give me just a little and I'm on my knees again. I got debts that can't be satisfied, that will not heal. Down here where the devil makes his deal. Get my goat. All my better angels just wanna cut my throat. Go put on your reddest dress, put on your highest heel, and meet me where the devil makes his deal. Meet me where the devil makes his deal.
That you're addicted to love. Might as well face that you're addicted to love. Might as well face that you're addicted to love. Might as well face that you're addicted to love. Might as well face that you're addicted to love.
your heart sweats and teeth grind. Another kiss and you'll be mine. Whoa, you like to think you're immune to the stuff, yeah. It's closer to the truth to say can't get enough. Gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
You gotta face it,
might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
Addicted to love.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
You can't take
it. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
It's too much for you,
baby. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
You can't get enough.
You're addicted to love.
10 O'Clock Blues. That's new from James Armstrong from his Blues Been Good to Me album. It came out late last year. Of course, it was originally recorded by Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love, but now done as a blues shuffle. Albert Castillo, Where the Devil Makes His Deals, and Victor Wainwright and the Train. That is brand new. It's called Healing. It's from his self-titled album with his new group, Victor Wainwright and the Train. We have a whole nother hour of blues to look forward to, actually a little bit more than an hour, and we've got great things on the way, including brand new stuff from Seth Walker. We've not played that one before. Also, we've not played the new Danielle Nicole before. I haven't heard it. I just broke it out of the shrink wrap today. So we've got all that to look forward to, plus music from Peter Parsick and Wee Willie Walker as well. We're going to open hour two, though, with Mr. Chris Smither. Call Me Lucky is the name of his new album, and the song is called The Blame's on Me. Hour two begins with Chris Smither on the 10 O'Clock Blues.